قدس الله الواحد امين. One of the very impressive parables about repentance. It's a very encourageable call from God to us to repent. And the main work of every Christian is to repent. And the main work of our God, Jesus Christ, is to forgive. If we repent without being forgiven, then the repentance goes in vain or has no use. But in the parable of today, in the third Sunday of the Great Lent, our Lord Jesus Christ declared clearly, simply, that not only He will forgive our sins when we repent, but also that He is awaiting for everyone to come to Him. He is not only awaiting, but also watching. Didn't you listen to the verse of the Gospel of today, which says, but when he was still a great way off, he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. All these actions were met by the father. As soon as he saw his son, while he was still a great way off, first of all, we have to say that even if we are sinners, we still are the children of our Lord. We are valuable to Him. We have been bought by Him, and He paid a very, very, very high price to gain us and to buy us. He paid His precious blood on the cross for my sake. And because He paid this price, He is insisting on us to come to Him. He doesn't want any one of us to be lost from Him. What happened with this prodigal son was that he preferred to live in the poverty of sin rather than to live in the richness of the sonship and purity. He preferred to go far away from his father. And far away doesn't mean a place far away, but a case far away. It didn't mean that he chose to be in a country very far from his father, but he chose to be in freedom, separate from the shepherdhood of his father. And this is our mistake. This is our fault. Even if we live in the church, even if we live in the understanding of the sonship of our Lord, even if we live feeling that we are important to him and he is important to us, but if we want to separate our freedom from his governing to us, if we want to escape from his care to us, we will be like the prodigal son. The great mistake of the prodigal son, that he took what he was ought to own, or what he was looking forward to own from his father, and went far away from the caring of his father, and spent all his money with the sinners until he became poor. This is the effect of sin. If we read the parable of the prodigal son today, you will find that it's not important to be like this son in the field to feed swine, but the mistake is that we want to fill our stomach with the pods that the swine ate. You know the pods, the food of the swine? They give the swine pods, or the pig's pods, because this food as much as they eat of it, they still feel hungry. And because they want this swine to be fed as fast as possible, they give them these pods to eat and eat and eat and grow and grow and grow as fast as possible, to sell them and to have money. The field of the swine is a symbol to the field of Satan. And the food of the swine, which is the pods, is a symbol to the sin. As much as you take from the sin, you cannot feel saturation. You're still hungry. You still need more and more and more. على رأي سليمان الحكيم اللي بيقول كل الأنهار تصب إلى البحر والبحر ليس بملآن. There is no saturation. There is no satisfaction. There is no fullness of the sin. But the great joy, the great satisfaction, comes not from taking more and more from the sins, but to be filled with the inner peace, to live in purity, to live in harmony with God, to be with him, to be under his care, to be guided by his Holy Spirit, to live as an obedient son to him, refusing the field of the swine, refusing the food of the swine, refusing the pots. This is what we need, my brothers and sisters in Christ today. And this is what we call simply repentance. Repentance is to go back to the bosom of the Lord. Repentance is to refuse the pots of the swine. Repentance is to refuse the amusements of this world. Repentance is to have a confidence and the decision that you are fed up of the amusement of these, the amusements of this world. We need that nowadays. How many people who live in the palaces but still eat of the pods of the swines? It's not the matter of being in the field of the swine. It's the matter which we want to eat, which I want to have. How many rich people, how many famous people around us, how many mighty people around us who still eat from the pods or need to eat from the pods of the swine without saying enough, without feeling that they are full. Please, the Lord is calling you today to repent. The Lord is ready to give you more and more than that you expect or even understand. What you need is just to feel sorrow of breaking the heart of your father. What you need is to decide from the bottom of your heart not to go back to the fields of the swine, not to go back to the far city, not to go back far from the hands of the Lord and from the caring of the Lord. But no one will go far from Him because He is existent everywhere. But what happens is that we feel that we are free if we are alone without Him. This is the miserable life. The real freedom, my young people, my children, the youth, the real freedom is not to do what you want, because those who do the sin are slaves of the sin, as our Lord Jesus Christ said. He who does the sin is a slave of the sin. But the real freedom is to have in front of you the sin and the forbidden and the harmful thing, and you prevent yourself from doing or even approaching it. This is the real freedom. Let us know and understand that the freedom is not to imitate the others, but the freedom is to have principle in your life. And if the Father frees you, you are truly freed. This is the freedom which we want to search of. Let us go back to Him today, saying with the prodigal son, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. He will say, no, you are my beloved son. I am happy to have you back. I will wash you with the baptism. I will give you the ring of the Holy Spirit. I will give you the shoes to put on, to go in the good ways, to guide you in the ways of salvation. I'll put on you the suit of the righteousness, and I will give you my holy body and precious blood, and all of the church will rejoice with me. The repentance of the prodigal son was the reason of the great party which the father ordered for all the household, for all the inhabitants in the house. And this is what happens. Not only the people on earth, but also the heavens, the angels are happy, are joy, when just one of us repent truly from the bottom of his heart. Let us pray to God to accept our repentance and to forgive us our sins, to complete these holy days of the Holy Great Lent in peace and in harmony with him and in obedience to his word. Glory be to God forever. Amen.